This is Abnormal Entertainment.
So the year was 1994.
Yes.
It was a very good year.
Yeah, I go on and on about this all the time.
I graduated high school in 1994. So long ago.
Yeah. I hate how long ago 1994 is.
94. I maybe was in kindergarten or first grade.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
I was a junior in high school.
I was in junior high.
Yeah.
So. I'm a baby.
Yeah.
Well, I like how that's the first photo that pops up.
Yeah.
What the hell?
This has nothing to do with movies from 1994.
No, it sure doesn't. I don't remember Tarzan even coming out that year.
Yeah, or coming in.
Coming in.
So I've been having a conversation with this...
I'm scarred for life.
With this female friend of mine, and we've been going back about like how you can take things that aren't terribly dirty and make them.
Yeah.
And we came up with Disney movies.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So anytime she brings up Disney now, I just send her Disney porn.
Ah.
And I always hope that it's at the most inopportune time possible.
Like, yeah, hopefully she's like talking to her family or...
She's at church or something else. Where it's just like that photo pops up and you're just like, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
So we got to talking about this at the end of one of our other podcasts.
Yes.
This one might air before that one.
It's
we'll see. But, 1994, we bring it up. It was even brought up at Phoenix Comic Con during our panels of the cheesiest sci-fi movies of the 90s. And something was said about 1994, and I'm like, yeah, that's Mandy and I think Mandy said, yeah, that's the best year in movies. And
ever.
I'm like, yeah,
of all time.
And you really look at it, and you're like, holy crap, there was a lot of good movies.
It might be.
From every genre.
Yeah.
Like,
across the board.
Yeah, it's across the board. I mean, were there some stinkers? Sure.
Absolutely,
any year. But this
nobody
one
bats
had,
a thousand.
No, nobody does. And you can't because you can't see every movie.
Exactly.
And just be like, oh, my God, that was the best thing ever. So I don't know.
We at Masterpiece Theater do try that, though.
Yes. We do, but then
we
come up with, like, stupid things on Twitter, like tweet your tits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
or tweet your
tweet
Tetris.
Your meat.
Tweet your meat.
Tweet your
we
meat.
Do,
or
we do
tweet your taint.
Tweet your meat at OMFG. It's Taylor. It's his birthday. So.
It is his birthday. And he likes a good taint.
Is it his birthday?
I don't know. One of his profile's birthdays.
Crap! Blank Check came out in 94.
Oh man!
Don't jump into it just yet.
I'm sorry.
Jeez, Mandy.
I'm
Mandy.
Sorry.
We're trying to do a long, drawn out Peter Jackson.
I'm just skimming through like different genres here.
Yeah. Are we going really by quickly. Year? Or do we just want to see what our favorites are? Or how do you guys want to do
it? We're talking specifically by year.
Yeah, we're not by year. I meant by month. I'm sorry.
By genre? Well, we can do that because just the way Google comes up, it shows a bunch of posters in what year. And you can separate genres.
Cool.
What year shows, too?
Yep, same thing.
All right, do you want to start with just action and go down the list?
We can go with action. Yeah. Let's start with alphabetically through the genres.
Action was a lot of fun in the 90s.
Yes.
In the 90s and in 1994 in particular, off the top of my head, when you say action movie 1994, Speed.
Speed.
Yeah.
Speed's
Speed
the first one.
Speed is the second one that's listed.
Yeah, that was I saw that twice in the theaters.
The first one is True Lies.
True Lies is special for me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because that was the night I saw True Lies was the night I lost my virginity.
Oh, well, there you go.
Wow. So,
thanks,
there
Arnold.
There we go. Week after high school graduation. Yeah, so there we go.
But Speed was really good. That was kind of groundbreaking as far as action movies go, because Jason Statham did the whole adrenaline-fueled
crank
films.
Yeah.
But like
this one
Speed
was like and you had to convince people to go see a movie on a bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, it can't stop. It's still on a bus. Yeah, but it's going 50 miles per hour on a bus.
It's Sandra Bullock.
But we didn't know her yet.
Yeah.
She was. This is what broke her out. This was what made everybody fall in love with this. You know, America's sweetheart, Miss Congeniality here, is. Yeah. This was what made her lovable, and we all
and
wanted to meet a girl like Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, it was the first time a bus leaped over a gap.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Which I didn't say
ridiculous.
It was a believable movie.
Action movies should not be 100% believable.
No. And But it was some of the most fun I've had.
Yeah.
Just watching a movie. I'm like, that was good.
Definitely.
Fun, stupid, top to bottom. I mean.
Yeah, it's.
I didn't watch it.
Classic
saying,
Keanu.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't Point Break, but it was darn good.
It was definitely enjoyable.
So yeah, True Lies. I liked, but I didn't love.
True Lies was like one of those great like. It's a fucking fighter jet, just shooting the shit out of a high rise building. Like, come on! Like, how cool is that? It makes no sense.
Right.
Great.
But it's like that. It's everything you want from an Arnold movie. That's just 80s adrenaline, like testosterone nonsense. Like
Tom Arnold was fantastic.
And that's the first time I saw him and went, "Oh, he's good.
Right?
He can be good.
Yeah."
And they've threatened a sequel so many times, and supposedly it's finally going to happen.
Oh,
but
I hope Eliza Dushku's in it.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That would be great. Actually.
I would. What's the dude's name that plays the car salesman that wants to be a spy? I love that scene where they meet him in the trailer park.
Yeah, he is great.
I have not seen this movie since 1994, so I apologize.
Oh, I forgot Tia Carrera's in there. Oh, it's Bill Paxton.
That's right. Yeah.
He was the sleazy used car salesman pretending to be a secret agent.
Yeah, just to try to sleep with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yep. Can't really blame him for that, because Jamie Lee Curtis in 1994 was pretty good looking.
She did the striptease.
That everybody talked about. If the internet was really what the internet is today back then, game over. But back then, you know, everybody hated the internet because of Metallica and Napster.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's when Metallica went down the toilet anyway.
Yep.
And then we have Clear and Present Danger. So, you know.
Didn't watch it.
That I never got into.
It's not bad.
I saw it because it was Harrison Ford. Yeah. Not a great film, but you're just like the President of the United States just punched somebody out.
A couple of these I'd skip over because I think they're more comedy. But,
Chasers?
Chasers I never saw.
I didn't see that one.
Beverly Hills Cop 3.
You know, I saw it because I won tickets off of a radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of comedies on this.
Blown Away, I kind of liked. That was Jeff Bridges and Tommy Lee Jones. I just remember the guy who had that bar across his back, and there was a little metal ball in it. And if he tilted one way or another, it was going to make contact and set off the bomb. And that was Tommy Lee Jones was he's just blowing shit up left, right, and center. He's a crazy like bomb maker, pyromaniac.
So he was like his character that he was in Under Siege.
Better.
Okay.
But better,
Yeah. So,
Steven Seagal wasn't in this movie.
I remember the guy with the ball. And
the sheriff.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So we had The Crow and then Street Fighter, Stargate.
Well, we can't just go over
you
The
can't
Crow.
Skip over The,
the
Crow.
Professional. Like, I'm just throwing a few out just because we got to get through these films.
No, we don't.
Street
Fighter. The Crow always makes my top 10 list of superhero movies.
Yeah.
I watch it at least once a year.
I didn't know it was a comic book movie.
I don't think I did either. I just went and saw it, and I was like, holy crap,
all
I
you
learned
heard
it was.
Is Brandon Lee died making this, and then you went, you know, like trying to figure out when.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm like, I don't care,
morbid,
this is a freaking movie.
Yeah.
This movie was great. Okay.
Yeah.
The Crow City of Angels is still one of the only films I've ever walked out of.
Yeah.
Well, that was
a friend of mine fell
movie.
Asleep, and then there's three of us that went, one of them fell asleep, and we just kind of sat there and we went up to the top, watched it, watched people walk by him laughing, waited until he woke up. Fuck you guys.
I watched The Crow on, I think it was TNT at the time.
Okay.
I saw it on TV. I didn't see the first time I saw it was not a movie. It was on cable. And I was like, wow, that was really good.
Yeah.
And then The Crow City of Angels came out, and I was like, hey, Dad.
Let's see.
We got to go check this out. And my dad, still to this day, very religious. He was like, okay, well, you know, it's rated R, so I'll go with you. That way Mom doesn't get mad and, you know, whatever. Yeah. I was like, okay. We get, like, 15 minutes into this movie. There's naked chicks all over the place. Some guy's pouring hot wax all over him. They're
I
all
don't
wearing
remember
black
any
leather.
Of this from this
it was
movie.
So weird. Like, we just, like, looked at each other. We're like, this is not what I remember from The Crow. Like,
right.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't think we should be here. I think your mom's going to be very mad. And I was like, I don't even want to be here. Like, this doesn't even make any sense. Like, this isn't what I remember from the first
right.
movie.
Yeah.
I was like, this is nonsense. And so we just got up and walked out. And that was a United Artists theater. So that was, you know, forever ago.
35th Avenue.
That was actually at Christown when it was upstairs above the food court.
Yep. I saw a scary movie there.
Yeah. It was so
right
bad.
Before they closed it down.
So I saw The Crow because my parents rented it from Blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
Those VHS tapes and their Be Kind Rewinds.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know they made sequels until, like, 10 years later. I had no idea.
Multiple.
Yeah.
Eddie Furlong is in one of them.
Didn't they do a TV series, too?
Yeah, I think there might have been a TV series, too.
And I just, I remember, I love The Crow. Like, so then I, rewatched The Crow, and then I watched the sequels, and I'm like, I should have just lived in my imaginary world where there was just the...
Yeah, you know what? It still exists, though.
It does.
Oh, it's
still
great.
Exists. You
I
can
own
still
it.
Watch it as if those
I
other
own
ones
it.
Aren't. Yep. Yep. Okay. What else we got?
We have to talk about Street Fighter. I saw it. It came out.
That movie was
for
bad.
Christmas. I saw it on New Year's Eve. I remember seeing it then. But you do have an interesting cast here. You have Van Damme as Guile, the All-American.
Which makes
Brussels. Yeah. Okay.
Which makes kind of sense because he had the leg kick that he did in the video game.
Yeah.
And
yeah, and they did pull that out in the movie.
Yeah.
Kylie Minogue is Cammy. I don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
Raul Julia, of course.
Yeah.
That was his last movie,
and Bison.
Unfortunately. Yeah. And Ming-Na Wen is the only other notable person.
Really?
As Chun-Li, yeah.
Oh, I have to go back and watch it, see if she gets beat up.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Such a bad movie, and I'm trying to see if anybody else of note is in here, but not really.
No.
Oh, Miguel Nunez was DJ. He's Juana Man, most famously.
Okay.
But he does have the best moment in the movie Life, the Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence movie. So he and Bernie Mac have a great scene in that.
Okay.
That's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, video game movies just don't work very well for the most part.
They haven't.
They just have not worked out very well for the most part. Don't get upset with me, Resident Evil fans. I'm just saying, for the most part, it just isn't a very proven commodity.
But come on, if you're like, Resident Evil, like, fuck you, it's Screen Gems.
Yeah.
Screen Gems Productions, go fuck yourself. These are not high-quality films, and everybody knows it. It's Screen Gems. It's cheap money, quick movies.
And if you like it, you like it. That's great.
If you like it, you like it, but don't pretend like they're great things.
Holy shit, I went into, the Bollywood depths here.
I know, right?
But a few that should be mentioned.
Stargate.
The Professional.
Definitely The Professional.
Great movie. Terminal Velocity was surprisingly, it's shitty, but it was surprisingly entertaining.
Which one was that one? Was that the one with Charlie
Sheen?
Yeah.
Skydiving, yeah.
I couldn't remember if it was the Charlie Sheen one or the Wesley Snipes one.
The Fantastic Four.
Roger Corman.
That was 94. Yeah. And you can watch that on YouTube.
I did. I watched it on YouTube as well.
The Shadow came out with Alec Baldwin.
Yep.
God, that movie's so bad, but it took me forever to find it on DVD. Terminal Velocity, Star Trek Generations. Why is that an action?
Natural Born Killers.
I love Natural Born Killers. First time I watched it, I was like, what the hell did I just watch?
Yeah.
Second, third, and fourth, and now
you have to
50th
watch
and 60th times that I've seen it. I love it that much more. Robert Downey Jr. is absolutely brilliant.
But
Woody
Harrelson,
just gives you chills. Juliette Lewis, Tom Sizemore.
But
I mean, this is an Oliver Stone film. Quentin Tarantino.
The guy you can't forget, though, Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, my God. He was so freaking creepy.
What the hell? And Edie McClurg was in that, too, in those scenes. Rodney Dangerfield blew me away.
Yeah, when he's just
like, what the fuck is happening?
Kill the
here?
Fucking Indian.
Yeah.
And then coming in to rape his daughter, and like, oh my God.
Could not believe it.
Then after that, we have The Specialist with Sylvester Stallone and Sharon Stone.
Yep.
They tried to make
a low down dirty shame.
An action star. That didn't work.
A low down dirty shame.
Yeah.
That one was funny just for the fact, was it Jada Pinkett Smith that's also in there?
I think Jada Pinkett
at the time. I thought it was funny. I think that is the one where she sees a soap opera actor and just goes up and like wants to beat the shit out of him because she thinks, looking at it like it's real.
Yeah.
So that part was funny, but the rest of it was stupid.
There are two here that are pretty underrated.
Surviving
the Game with
really
Ice
good.
T and Rutger Hauer.
I did not see
so wait,
this one.
That one was.
Is that the one where they like get some homeless guy and they
homeless
hunt
Ice T
yeah.
and they hunt
yes.
him on an
and
yeah.
talking about Van Damme.
So it's like
Van
the greatest,
Damme did one
the
like
greatest
that too.
Game,
yeah.
The
yeah.
novel, The Greatest Game, where the yeah. millionaire, whatever it is, like hunts humans.
Yeah,
yeah, and
on his
did,
little island.
He
yeah,
have, like some of like the heads.
Yeah,
yeah,
mounted? Yeah, yeah. Mounted on the
so
walls.
Yeah, so
yeah.
So it's exactly like the greatest,
yeah.
the greatest
yeah.
hunter,
yeah.
the greatest game, whatever that fucking. Novel.
It's probably an
movie.
Homage type of thing to it. Yeah. I don't know if they mention it in it, but yeah.
but they
the
did
credits,
the
but.
Same kind of movie with Van Damme and where he was homeless and getting hunted, and Wilford Brimley was in it, and I can't remember
Wilford
the name of
Brimley.
That one. Yeah, but Surviving the Game is the better of the two.
Okay, I don't
remember
the Van Damme one.
My parents were watching Surviving the Game, and it was the first time I looked at a movie, and I was like. That probably happens in real life.
Yeah, it
like,
could.
Like, people probably do this.
Yeah.
Well, it was one movie that I kind of I wanted to see, but it just always got past me.
Yeah.
And I remember being staying with my parents in Las Vegas. My dad was watching in his room. He comes out. It's during a commercial. He's like, God damn it, got to get this. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He's like, I got to go get something. I got to get something to drink. This movie's so good right now. Like, what? I don't usually see him that excited over a movie. I mean, not.
Yeah.
And then told me what it was. And finally I watched it. And I'm like, that was a fun movie. It's worth watching.
Well, and another one that's underrated, it's more comedy than action, but a lot of action in it, is The Chase.
Yeah.
Is that the one with Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
That
and
has
Christy
the best
Swanson.
Soundtrack of all time.
And they're yeah. just, and it's O.J. Simpson style, just car chase. All these people following Henry Rollins as a cop on a cops TV show.
Yeah.
Love that.
Anthony Kiedis and
Anthony
Flea,
Kiedis and Flea
are
with
in
a monster truck.
They're in a monster truck. They're like, we're going to get him right now.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, that movie was so good. It was
so funny.
Very underrated, and the soundtrack is worth it alone.
Yeah.
If you like punk music, The Chase.
It's just
excellent.
It's just ridiculous, the whole thing.
So,
Yeah.
We're just talking about 1994 movies.
Yeah.
So if you want to chime in.
The best year of movies.
Terminator.
Is that in sci-fi?
I think
that
Terminator
that?
2
was
came 92. Out in 92.
Yeah.
92.
92, yeah. We're doing 94.
Let's see. What else can we
do? So we have an adventure. Let's see. I don't understand how these movies are adventure. I'm
City
just gonna go
Slickers
back.
City Slickers 2.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna go back to all genre.
Let's replace Bruno. Was it Bruno Kirby with John Lovitz?
Ew.
Right.
Yeah.
No. I skipped adventure. And
so
I went
we had
to
the
animation.
Flintstones, which was absolutely garbage.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was, God, that movie was bad.
Sad,
but
sad mess.
I think the quintessential 1994 comedy that still holds up today. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that is the quintessential 90s, 94 comedy,
94
if not the
comedy.
90s comedy.
Yeah.
I can't believe that The Mask and Dumb and Dumber were all 94.
Yeah.
All,
hey,
three, of them
all
were
three of them were 1994.
Hey, Jim
Carrey. Was very busy in 1994.
Yeah, he was, yeah. The other guy was just
That's
making
crazy
money.
Crazy to me.
And I think Dumb and Dumber is the funniest of the three.
Well...
Dumb and Dumber is the funniest of the three, but
it's the funniest of the three.
Ace Ventura
was
very
nineties.
Like it was,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was that 90s goofy craziness, and the mask was where I was like, "Who is this gorgeous blonde woman?"
Good God, yeah, when she
oh my
from the
God,
rain.
I was just like, "This is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life."
Yes,
perhaps.
Yeah.
Oh
and
my
then
God,
what
who is this?
Yep.
Yeah.
But when she walks in the rain. That
oh my God!
Scene?
Yeah, that first scene, like, it's like, I mean, I saw it with my cousin. I'm like, he's just my cousin. Who in the fuck was that? We're watching the credits. Like, who was that woman? I'm like,
thank
oh
you,
God.
Cameron Diaz.
Yep, gorgeous.
But, of course, one of the most important comedies ever is Clerks.
Clerks,
yeah.
Because that opened filmmaking. Like, everybody looked at that and said, I can do that.
I can do that.
Yeah.
And even Kevin Smith is just, he would even say it on stuff he'd host. He's like, if we can do this, so can you.
That
Because we don't know what we're doing. And, you know, we're giving that air about it. Like, hey, go out and do this.
It just broke independent movies, period.
Yeah. And that's why I got away from a lot of bigger budget movies for a long time and things like I just started watching like anything independent. I'm like, I don't care what
and one of the see it, one of the bigger budget ones was Forrest Gump, which is a comedy.
Yeah.
It's sort of fantasy comedy, but it is a comedy.
I will say, as soon
Beverly
as I got
Hills
done...
Cop 3.
Yeah, as soon as I got done watching Forrest Gump,
yeah.
Anyway, I just said, oh yeah, would you say, that will win Best Picture of the Year.
Okay,
yeah.
So I will say...
I want to say it's the best movie ever, but...
The Little Rascals and Little Giants were both fun.
Oh, yeah.
Those were both fun.
And I haven't seen those. Yeah.
You haven't seen them? Okay.
Little Giants is worth
so
watching.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little Giants is actually
still good.
It's still good. If it's on, I watch it.
Yeah, it's a fun little
You watch this kid come up with the best play ever on a Super Nintendo and a dot matrix printer.
Yeah.
Hands it to John Madden. Yeah, this could work. I call it the annexation of Puerto Rico.
Yep.
It worked.
And then Airheads.
Airheads was so goddamn fun. It's still fun.
And I watched it within the past couple of years. And I'm like, this movie is so funny. Yeah.
It's not
Adam Sandler is.
It's not the first movie Sandler was in. There was one called Going Overboard, which is awful.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
But it's the first big one he's, and it starts the
and
partnership
it's not really him.
With him and Buscemi too.
Him and Buscemi, yeah. And then
Brendan Fraser. In there, of course. Joe Mantegna, what's his name? Kramer.
Michael Richards.
Michael Richards, yeah. Chris Farley, when he rips that guy's nipple ring out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
But great.
I love that they out the lead singer as being like this nerd, and he's like, yeah, so I was. I used to do this. I played D&D. And there's this one guy out in the crowd. Hey, man, I used to play D&D.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
And then Michael McKean. Is in there as well.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's got a really good cast to it. If you check it out, it's still funny.
Yeah,
guys that are trying to get on the radio and people are probably kids would watch it like, why the hell are you going through all this trouble?
Oh right. Yeah,
what are you doing? Just put it on the internet.
Like one of the
make
saddest,
a YouTube video.
That's true. Yeah, today. Yeah, but one of the saddest comedies, Wagons East.
I have still not watched it.
It is not a good movie.
Yeah, that's what I heard, and
I don't want
I don't want to remember John Candy that way.
But it's like his last comedy.
I know.
It's just like, oh, this is so bad.
Probably Tim Burton's best movie, Ed Wood.
I have not watched it.
Really good.
I liked Ed Wood
good
so much.
I want to see it because it's got George the Animal Steele in it.
Yep. As Tor Johnson, Jeffrey Jones as Criswell,
Johnny Depp
of course as
obviously.
Ed Wood, a lot of really good stuff. Martin Landau, that's right, as Bela Lugosi.
Yeah.
I think he won an Oscar for that.
Yeah,
I forget.
He
Bill Murray's
eerily
in there.
Looked like him in the in what I've seen of it.
Yeah.
Oh, he did. He definitely did. I forgot about Bill Murray, Patricia Arquette. It's crazy. Sarah Jessica Parker.
I think two of the biggest movies that people still reference all the time, for good reason, Shawshank
Redemption.
And
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
How do you...
Shawshank Redemption all the time.
It's a phenomenal movie. It's always on cable.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction is...
Can't make it onto cable very well.
Yeah.
Right.
It's hard. That and Clerks changed movie going or movie appreciation for me.
Oh, yeah.
Both of those movies just did. It was just like my brother and I. Well, he took me to I think I turned 18. Yeah. And he's like, "Oh, what do you want to see?" I'm like, "Oh, there's this movie called Pulp Fiction. I want to see it." Told him all the people that were in it. He's like, "How come I've never heard of it?" I don't know.
Yeah.
It's out. We watch it. He was just like, "What the hell did we just see? What was going on there?" Butt fucking that guy.
Bring in the gimp.
And who was the guy that was all tied up? And I'm like, I don't know. And I remember telling people about it. I'm like, told my buddy about it the next day. I'm like, dude, there's this movie, and this guy, he starts like quoting Bible verses, and he kills people, and he's like,
Ezekiel,
I kind of want to see this movie.
25:17.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I used to have it all memorized.
Oh, I still do. I just about had that movie memorized because I used to work nights. Well, not nights, but the second shift. So I'd work from 3:30 to midnight.
Yeah.
So after work, I'm like, I don't know what else to do. So I would watch a movie almost every night. And I would just alternate between freaking Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, and Pump Up the Volume with Christian Slater.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know True Romance yet.
Well, I popped over into documentaries, and there are three here that deserve mention. Two of these I have not seen. Hoop Dreams, I know, was huge.
Yeah, that one was huge.
And in theaters, it did really
well.
Which was, at that time, unusual for documentaries.
Yes. I mean, I didn't even realize it was a documentary at the time.
Right.
Because of how well it was doing.
Crumb came out in 94.
Oh, really?
And that's R. Crumb, the artist. Yep. That's another one I haven't seen.
I haven't seen it. I'm disappointed in myself for not seeing it.
But this one... This last one I have seen, and it is the first movie Todd Phillips ever did as a student, and it's called Hated, and it's the G.G. Allen story.
Oh, cool.
G.G. Allen and the Murder Junkies were this horrendous punk band, and horrendous in what they did on stage. Like,
yeah.
G.G. Allen would, like, shit in his hand and throw it at the audience.
Yeah.
You see in this little rock club, he does that, and you just see it wide open. Everybody starts bailing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, I think it's in it, but I think it's the beginning of the movie where G.G. Allen is laying on the floor and his brother's in the band. His brother, who has a Hitler mustache and giant mutton chops. But
so hot.
Allen's laying on the ground and this hooker stands above him and pees in his mouth. And that's the beginning of the movie. And that's his birthday present from his brother.
Like, jeez.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane, and I mean, it goes up till he ODs
and
dies, but it's such a bizarre thing. But that was Todd Phillips getting started as a student. Like,
that's incredible.
His band, they did all kinds of awful stuff.
So speaking of movies that blew our minds, Disney's The Lion King.
Yep.
Yeah. Best villain in Disney history.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
I mean, like, who would have thought a movie about animals in Africa. Like, honestly. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That spawned, you know, the Broadway show. It tours all over the world. Like,
I've been to it.
Like, I've been to it a few times.
Yeah.
Elton John, everything. Like, craziness. Yeah. Angels in the Outfield, that Disney movie.
I'm just going to say, okay, as someone who was actually a child.
Blank check.
In 94. Yeah. Like, literally, I'm just going to read all the movies that they have listed here that I've actually seen. Lion King, Baby's Day Out, Angels in the Outfield, Little Rascals, Little Giants, Flintstones, My Girl 2, D2, The Mighty Ducks, Richie Rich, Camp Nowhere, Santa Claus, Blank Check, Black Beauty, Andre, Three Ninjas Kickback, which was good. I love it.
The Three Ninjas series was fun.
It was a good time. And then Pagemaster I saw, like... All of those movies all came out in 94. Like, I didn't even know, but I'm like, I literally saw all of those movies. And I fucking loved all of them. Like, all of them. I was just like, yay, kids, this is a good kids movie. Like, I just enjoyed it. I was like, damn.
It's crazy the amount of
stuff. So many movies.
Horror movies. A couple big ones. Wes Craven's New Nightmare. That brought... Freddy Krueger back because it was toast before.
Yeah,
that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was
fell apart.
Leprechaun 2.
Yeah, Leprechaun 2 and Pumpkinhead 2. Two awful sequels. To fun movies. In the Mouth of Madness. I hated that movie so much with Sam Neill.
Did not see it.
God damn it, Cemetery Man.
Interview with the Vampire,
Interview
with the Vampire was a phenomenal movie.
That was so good.
I still think that holds up.
I liked Wolf.
The Stand miniseries, of Stephen King, that was pretty good. That was like a four-night big event.
Yeah, I remember people really being into it. I was just never a big Stephen King fan.
Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Bill Fagerbeck, or however the hell you say his name, M-O-O-N spells everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and he finally at one point says, M-O-O-N spells moon, and they're like, yeah,
it does,
actually.
But how does Mary Shelley's Frankenstein suck so bad?
So bad.
When it has Kenneth Branagh, Robert De Niro, Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah.
Like, those are your... And John Cleese. Like, these are your big names, and this movie is just garbage.
It's such crap.
Garbage.
Yeah, I never did watch it because I heard it was so bad, but I'm, like, looking at the cast, I'm like, but how?
Right?
Yeah.
How was it that bad?
Ghoulies 4.
It's like the Wolfman that came out with... Benicio del Toro.
That should have been amazing.
Oh my god, I'm totally spacing on his name. The guy who plays Odin in Thor.
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
it was,
how do you fuck
well,
that up
Wolf
with those
Jack
two guys?
Jack Nicholson sucked too. It was just terrible stuff.
The 94 year was not good for horror movies.
Only Gro
those three
and
big
Interview
ones,
with a Vampire.
Yeah, which I wouldn't even classify them as real horror. You know what I mean? I mean they kind of fit.
They were there.
And if you said you could watch them at a horror festival, I would. I never did see Blank Man.
I'm not sure how it comes up under romantic comedies, but Blank Man. A mentally handicapped superhero, Damon Wayans, and his partner, which is David Alan Grier. And I have seen it.
Nice.
I forgot Robin Givens was in it. And, Damon Wayans Jr. is apparently in it.
He was just here in town recently.
Yeah. I'm enjoying his work, honestly. John Polito, who, if you saw his face, you go, oh, yeah, I've seen that guy a million and 20 times.
Well,
but
The Client was
Jason
good,
Alexander.
Too. That was when Tom Clancy got his run of movies. That started with The Firm.
No, that was not Tom Clancy. That is
was it not Tom
John
Clancy?
Grisham?
John Grisham. Sorry.
Yeah.
When Joel
Clear
Schumacher was making
was
good movies.
No,
The
Grisham
Firm,
done
Pelican
Blank
Brief.
Man.
Yeah.
The Pelican Brief came out that year.
Oh, Pelican Brief came out in '93.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
But it was The Firm, The Pelican Brief, and then The Client. All were John Grisham, and that was That was a pretty good run for that 2 years.
Oh man,
he was.
Well,
but this isn't about 93. I'm sorry, no. That's my bad. I brought that up. Fuck you, 93.
Stargate.
This is the 94 podcast.
We have Stargate.
That
and
had
sci-fi
Kurt Russell, right?
Yeah.
I remember liking the movie. I know I got booed at the or groaned at the Comic-Con panel, but.
Well,
I also saw it probably 94 or 95.
To be fair, though, it was the cheesy sci-fi movies of the 90s. So why would we get
why groan at me for
at
liking
Stargate
something
in 94?
But
like,
it also spawned a pretty decent TV show.
Yeah.
With
it's still
MacGyver.
MacGyver.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Why can't I think of his name?
Did Stargate come out after the movie or before the movie?
The show?
The show
the
came,
show.
Out, the show
was
came
after.
Out after.
Yeah.
It did.
It was
okay.
A few years after.
That
hell
was
is
a TV
name?
Show I never got
I
into.
Can't remember.
So don't freak
he,
out on me,
boy,
listeners. I never got
Phoenix
into
Comic Con.
Cops
like
and Robertsons.
Oh, I did see that one. That was another one. I used to always win stuff off the radio, and that was another one that I won. Was got to see Cops and Robertsons.
Well,
don't watch that one. That sucked.
That's when the population was 1/97th of what it is now.
Yeah.
Here's one that's. I don't know. I was dying watching this movie. It's so stupid. Clifford.
I never saw it.
Dog?
I never saw it.
No. Martin Short playing a child.
Oh, that's right.
He's visiting his uncle, which is Charles Grodin, and he is the worst child on the planet. He is fucking horrible, and Grodin has to deal with it, and it's so fucking funny. Martin Short as this kid, it's so absurd and so ridiculous, but it just... It killed me the whole way through. It's so worth watching because it's stupid. Mary Steenburgen is Grodin's wife. And I'm just, you forget all these people that are in it. Tim Stack, Richard Kind, Dabney Coleman. Oh, my God. And the whole thing, too, Grodin's, like, designing this roller coaster for this amusement park. And he ends up putting Clifford on it to torture him. It's just so funny. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, we also had in 94 for animated, we had The Swan Princess.
Which is not good.
Nope. A Troll in Central Park, which was meh. The Land Before Time 2.
I liked it.
And the movie that had everybody's hopes high but failed to deliver, Aladdin 2, The Return of Jafar. Not a terrible sequel, but definitely did not live up to the first. Not live up to the first. And then, I didn't see this one, but Chariots of Fur, which was the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. They had a movie in 94. Neither did I. Oh, Thumbelina. Thumbelina came out in 94.
Oh, okay.
Thumbelina was good.
That was good.
I don't think I was watching a lot of animated stuff then.
I was not.
Out of high school. But I
any animated film that came out in the 90s when I was counseling children, I watched.
Yeah.
Because there'd be periods where we would just watch animated films, and they were always like Disney or some other like Warner Brothers or something like. And it was always from the 90s. Like, I don't know what it was, but.
Yeah.
I got to see all of those films and some more.
Cartoons, on the other hand, I did watch those.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite Christmas movie, The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Oh, yes.
Which I can still watch today, and it's still fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think I have the VHS copy of it, but I do have a VCR, so it's okay.
Blank Check and Richie Rich. Now, I'm going to be honest. I enjoyed Blank Check more than Richie Rich.
Because
I enjoyed the fact of the kid that, like, bought that giant mansion that had, like, the funkin' awesome, like, water slide that looked like rocks. I was like, that's pretty dope.
I left because he got all this because that guy hit his bike with his car.
Yes.
There was a third one?
Never Ending Story 3? Oh, Jack Black is in it.
Making a sequel to that movie just doesn't make sense from a title standpoint.
But it's never ending. Wait, we should be up to 17 by
now. Did any of you guys see Three Chains of Gold with Prince?
No.
So apparently he was the director and one of the actors. With Kirstie Alley.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what's going on in this film, but it's considered a family film on Google.
Oh, Time Cop, if you want to see... Van Damme do a split on a kitchen counter.
In his underpants.
He's
in
easy.
The whitesy tightsies.
Yep.
Yep. That was another one I remember seeing in the theater.
Van Damme
Black
doing
Beauty.
Splits,
I don't remember
everywhere.
Black Beauty.
Black Beauty was good.
It's a picture of a horse. I don't remember it.
Black Beauty is a horse.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't remember Andre either.
With the seal?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, God.
I didn't see it, but
forgot about that.
Did you guys see Camp Nowhere?
Yes, it was hilarious.
Jessica Alba, Andrew Keegan, Christopher Lloyd.
She had to be like 16 or so because Dark Angel was a couple years after that.
Yeah.
Which was a good show for the first season, and then they introduced some like dog face guy in the second season. Basically looked like Ron Perlman when he was the Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
With Linda Hamilton.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I just can't get over how many good movies are in 1994.
Yeah.
This is absurd.
It's insane.
Like, really good. Like, classics to me. Like,
yeah.
Like, I can watch these movies anytime, anywhere. Like, hey, you want to watch Pulp Fiction? Why aren't we watching it right now?
Yeah.
Like, it is.
Yeah.
The movie blew me away. Want to watch Shawshank Redemption? Of course I do.
It's 2016. What's a great animated film? The Lion King.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, that's what...
It holds
when you
up.
Think of when you think about Disney films, Disney animated films, that's one of the go-tos. When you talk about how good is this movie, like when I heard, what was the most Zootopia? I think it was when that
Zootopia
came out,
was fun.
Zootopia comes out and it's like, this is the best animated movie from Disney in X amount of year, you know, whatever. I'm like,
yeah.
So since The Lion King,
yeah.
So this is as good as anything since The Lion King is what you're saying because that's
well they play
the
with
Lion
the
King
words.
The gold standard. Yeah, they play with the words.
They play with the words because they say from Disney Animation, which excludes Pixar.
Yeah, absolutely, exactly.
Yes.
It
so,
does. I know that. That's which is why I say Lion King. Because
yeah.
But yeah, that's but it is the gold standard for Disney to me.
Oh yeah.
Like if you're gonna compare a Disney movie, it's.
Well,
compared to The Lion King.
And if you think about it, like, Lion King, I feel like it's the first time they really started messing with, like, multiple, color fading and animation and, like,
how
it had a 3D feel without being 3D.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
when those,
especially
when
they sang
the
Hakuna Matata.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
they do, like, the silhouette shots.
They do that, and then, like, just watching the sky in the show, like when you see Mufasa in the clouds.
Oh, and the birds would fly over in the Circle of Life song. Yep.
Like that stuff baffled me because, like, I up until that point, it was stuff like Pinocchio, and I mean, like, yeah, you had, you know, so, I think
talented
the Beast
people
was
working
before,
on it, of course.
They're like, they looked good, but they looked like cartoons. This was the first time where I saw a movie, and I'm like, I know it's cartoon, it looks cartoon, but like that looks
Beauty.
There was
Beauty
so
the Beast
much
did
attention
have a little
to
bit
move
of that.
Beauty and the Beast was the
it
first
did.
To use to mix digital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But then, like, Lion King just
But you get to perfect it.
Yeah, they polish it up a little bit more. And
yeah.
Made it throughout.
They actually messed with, like, depth.
Yeah.
In it.
Yeah, it was cool.
No.
Well, Zootopia, not my kind of movie, but
Zootopia is the best since that. That's pretty good because I do love Emperor's New Groove, and I do
love Emperor's
love
New
Wreck-It
Groove.
Ralph too. So
no touchy.
No.
Yeah.
Love Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you've thrown off the Emperor's Groove. Beware the groove.
I think we pretty much wiped through 1994.
Such a
great year. I know we missed
year,
a bunch of it, but yeah. And we could. It's one of those years where I feel like we should almost just do pod shorts of every movie from there.
Oh, hell. Yeah.
Another night, because I'm getting tired and I have to work in the morning.
If you're listening to this right now and you have a film from 94 that we didn't mention or talk about, put it in the comments section below and let us know.
Absolutely.
That way we can go back and look at that if we haven't seen it, or we can just comment back to you about what our thoughts were on the film that we just slipped our mind, because there's so many films in 94.
I know. As soon as I hit stop on here, I'm like, God damn it, we didn't talk about this.
Oh, yeah. We'll be texting tomorrow in our group chat, and we'll be like, fuck!
Yeah. Right. Like the sequel to The Birds.
Why hasn't that
Wait,
movie?
Did you mean
I saw
the birds?
There, I'm like,
Tom
what
Hanks?
The fuck? No, that would be good.
Why hasn't The Birds been remade? Crying out loud.
Because Gus Van Sant did Psycho, and everybody went, "Oh, we should just leave that shit alone."
Yeah.
So you watch North by Northwest now; it's fucking amazing still. So none of that needs to be touched. I think that's why.
I agree.
Yeah, so, I just think
that's
with special
on my
effects,
DVD shelf.
With the way special effects are now, the birds could be just creepy, terrifying, and amazing.
Well,
right
you always
now.
Have Birdemic. Shock and
That's,
awe.
I know.
Right. Just give it to sci-fi. Let them do a Birdnado.
They did.
Yeah.
Let them do Birdnados. And,
they did the Birdemic thing. And
yeah.
You know, I'm just thinking, you know, it's just one of those where I'm like, God damn it, I know how creeped out people were by that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't? Oh, yeah.
And I know there was like a... Something that was reminiscent of that, Bats.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Remember yeah, with Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it had that. It's one
but
I
that
mean,
had
keep
a lot
on
more
to
comedy
watch.
To it.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. But
yeah.
So the overall creepiness of it would be pretty incredible, I think. But
all right. So you can find me on Twitter at Jay Bernansky. Follow us at MP Theater 2015.
Mm-hmm. At Mask Blogster.
At Movie Freak Girl.
At Kevin Moyers and at Abnormal Podcast.
And don't forget to subscribe to the Masterpiece Theater Podcast. And again, if we didn't mention a film that you really enjoyed from 1994, be sure to leave it in the comments and then let us know so that we can either watch it or we can comment on what we thought. But just because there's so many films, you know, it may have just slipped our minds. So thanks for listening, folks.
There was a man with a gun in his hand as smoke just filled his nose, wearing a smile from the death of a child while blood splattered his clothes. One single tear from the man standing near is just what had to be done. Not just a game, but escape from the pain. He killed his only son. Just do it now, take care of me. I'm all you have, now set me free. Now mommy dear, set down your drink, and don't you lay your hands on me. You've never been that good to me. Thank God I had my daddy. Ability. to be anything that he wants to be. But by the age of his early teens, one small lump altered everything. What was this about master plans? As he lay his head onto his hands, it was said, what's done is done. Shattered family with three minus one's a happy day. Hey, love was on its way. It was a happy day. Hey, love was on its way.
Subscribe and download back episodes of Masterpiece Theater at abnormalentertainment.com/masterpiece theater. Search Masterpiece Theater on Facebook. Email MaskBlogster at maskblogster@gmail.com. And don't forget to hashtag tweet your tits at MaskedBlogster. And for more podcasts, books, comics, blogs, and videos, head to abnormalentertainment.com.
You've been listening to the Abnormal Entertainment Network.